right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, hi everyone. My name is Timothée Gosselin. I'm part of Indie Hosters, the hosting provider, and also LastSuite.coop. And today I want to introduce you LastSuite.coop and this kind of hybrid model that we are pushing forward with a public cooperative and commons model. So today across Europe, like, institutions are seeking for credible sovereign and open alternatives to proprietary cloud platforms. And we believe that this model is can be a blueprint for the future open digital commons. So let's start with the basics. We are at FOSDEM. It's also about open source, for sure. And why do we choose open source? So we choose open source to escape vendor lock-in, for transparency. And we usually adopt open source to escape this dependency, but yet we often remain dependent on the economic actor behind it. And what we actually mean by sovereignty is not is rarely made explicit. So, as I said, open source removes technical lock-in, but often leaves strategic dependency. It gives you legal freedom, but not necessarily the decision power. So, actually, open source is not really about sovereignty. Sovereignty is about who's funding it, and the fundings will shape all the priorities behind the projects. And survival will come before everything else. It's always the survival of the actor who's maintaining and developing the infrastructure on the open source software. And most of those open source software depend on a single economic actor, as I was already mentioning. And when survival depends on growth and revenue concentration, governance will always come after. So I'm actually not here about to make a trial on private entities. It's only about intentions and incentives. So sovereignty is actually about trade-offs. It's about decisions, and decisions that are unavoidable. Sorry. It's about when the system is under stress, who has the power to decide? And we are seeing this in all the projects. We have to take decisions. Should we raise prices, reduce support? Should we change licenses or slow development? Should we seek more capitals, accept limits, develop more features, or concentrate on consolidating the core of the product, accept more contribution? Which kind of contribution are we accepting? And we think this more and more with these open core models. And usually open source is used to enter a market and then capturing the values by closing it. And how we can take decisions in this strategy. So actually, licenses don't decide. It's a governance that does. And licenses will define rights, but governance defines who decides when rights conflicts with constraints. And sovereignty is actually the power to decide, especially when choices are hard and infrastructure are under stress. And we are seeing this a lot at the moment. We all know the geopolitical situation, and we are seeing hard decision and our real dependency on this infrastructure that are US-based or proprietary. So as I was saying, Europe institutions are seeking for credible solution for sovereignty and open alternatives. And I want to introduce you one initiative that was done in France called La Suite, which I think is a really bold step in that direction. And it's something quite new that is really shaping a new landscape. And it's a very unique new way to do things. So a public institution decided to develop and maintain open source software with this ambition to demonstrate that we can maintain commons with a public institution for the public good and the public interest. And there's also other initiatives in Europe happening. So for instance, in Germany, there is an open desk initiative, which is a bit different. It's a more traditional path. They decided to partnership with more established open source software editors, which is also an interesting path. But really with last week, we are seeing this major shift with this public entity developing open source software by themselves. And so La Suite is not a procurement. So this matters. But what really matters is that commons need an ecosystem. Without an ecosystem, commons will be fragmented, captured, or even disappear. So we have last week, okay, we have this public interest by design. It's reusable beyond the state. And it's a reality upstream. But yeah, we need this ecosystem of different actors to provide support, to provide hosting, to provide adoption, training, and long-term maintenance. So enter Lasset.coop. And that's where we want to jump in with our model of a multi-stakeholders cooperative, where users, workers, public and private actors are actually co-owners of the entity. So this is really how users can regain control, not just access, but they have real control on the governance and on the decisions. So at the root of the Lasset.coop, there's different service providers that are committed to open and democratic digital infrastructure. It's actually various cooperatives that are getting together to provide a shared infrastructure, to share responsibility and a shared roadmap, and to provide a service together. So it's about mutualization over competition. So you have India Hostels, which has I'm part of. So we are historically a hosting provider, so we manage the hosting part. You have Yarl.coop, which is a developer cooperative. So they can work on developing integration, debugging, and improving the softwares and contributing to the commands. You have le Bureau.coop, which who provides domain names. Algo, which work on the email offer in our service. And also Open Source Politics, which work more on the project management, training, and helping people to adopt the softwares and to use it the right way. So it's about building a commons-based ecosystem. It's about interoperability, not exclusivity. So it's how we work in synergy with multiple stakeholders, so public institutions with LastFit, but also private actors that want to provide the service around this. So it's about subordinating the economic activity to the collective governance. Yeah. There's no venture capital, no enclosure. It's a real shared layer of collaboration without capture. And here the power is really distributed by design. There's no single actor can decide by itself. And the co-op in some ways becomes more an ecosystem steward than a gatekeeper. So concretely, what do we offer? So we offer various services that are based on LastFit tools. So LastFit is a kind of digital workspace. You have a software to take notes collaboratively, so called Docs. You have Grist, which is a no-code database. You have Drive to share files. You have the chat service with Matrix and Element. You have the video conferences with Meet. And you have also a mail offer. So this is the core of the offer that we want to provide and that we work to contribute with LastFit and LastFit.coop. And we also provide more add-on services that we can add also. But yeah, the main core of our offer is to focus on these collaborative tools. And so this is not a patent economy. We want to set up a business model and a virtuous cycle for the commons. And the idea is to give back a share of our incomes to the community and to the commons so they are maintained in the long term. And yeah, really the idea is to fund the command and all its supply chain, not only our part, and to really contribute to it and to have this broad offer with various service providers who have their own expertise and that can provide a common service. So why does this matter beyond France? We think this can be a blueprint which other countries or other initiatives can get inspired by. So it's a replicable model. It can go beyond those public services. It can be done in many countries, even this, if this kind of cooperative is quite specific in France with this multi-stakeholder schema. And what we are seeing here is that last week shows how a public actor can edit a digital common. And with LastFit.coop, we show how an ecosystem can operate and sustain it and make synergies together. But maybe I think there's still a missing layer in this. broader place where we can coordinate, protect, and fund the commons, be on a single country or on a single ecosystem. And maybe this can be done with this new initiative that is coming in, that has been set up in Europe, so the European Digital Infrastructure Consortium, EDIC. And this provides this new layer with a broader spectrum with different countries collaborating together. So there's Germany,